Today we're building something that can seriously level up a DNB arrangement, an atmosphere breakdown with a crunchy sampler texture in Ableton Live 12, tuned for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. And the big idea here is this. The breakdown is not just a place to take the drums out, it's where you build tension, reveal character, and set up the drop so it lands harder. We want this section to feel alive, gritty, and intentional, like cracked vinyl memory meeting modern control. So let's think like a drum and bass arranger for a second. A section like this usually lives after the first drop and before the next big hit. It's the moment where energy dips, but pressure stays in the room. If you do it right, the listener still feels movement, still feels anticipation, and still feels the track breathing. We're going to build a 16-bar breakdown that opens up early, then tightens into tension near the end. The result should feel like a foggy, crunchy atmosphere with a sampled heartbeat underneath it. First, choose your source material carefully. This is where a lot of people go wrong. Don't just grab any random pad and call it atmosphere. You want something with character. A vinyl crackle loop, rain, room tone, train noise, static, a dusty break fragment, even a reversed piano note can work really well. Drag that audio into a new track in Ableton, trim it to a short usable slice, and listen for the texture. Ideally, it should have some high-frequency detail and a clear noise floor, but not too much low-end rumble. If it needs to be locked more tightly to the project, warp it gently. But don't overcorrect it. For this kind of old-school jungle feel, a little drift can actually sound better than perfect timing. Now we're going to turn the texture into something more musical using Simpler. Drop the audio into Simpler on a MIDI track. For this workflow, Simpler is usually enough. If you want super deep control later, you can always move to Sampler, but Simpler keeps things fast and creative. Start with classic or one-shot mode. If the timing needs to stay loose and organic, you can keep warp off. Then shape the sound a little with a filter. A low pass somewhere around 1.2 kHz to 4 kHz is a good starting point, depending on how bright the source is. Add a small attack, so it doesn't click too hard, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds, and give it a release that lets the texture breathe, somewhere around 200 milliseconds to 1.5 seconds. Now here's the key move. Don't just hold one note for 16 bars. That gets static fast. Instead, make a MIDI clip with a few notes spread across the breakdown. Maybe short repeated notes every bar or two, one held note that fades in, and a few pitch changes by a few semitones. That way the texture feels played and arranged, not just looped. If the sound still feels too clean, add saturator after Simpler. Push drive a little, maybe 2 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip. That gives you a nice gluey crunch without destroying the sound. If you want a harsher, more old-school edge, you can add redux slightly as well, just enough to roughen the highs and give it that worn sampler feel. Next, let's shape the atmosphere with an effects chain. A solid starting chain is EQ8, then echo or delay, then hybrid reverb, then another auto filter or EQ for movement control. With EQ8, high pass the atmosphere somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. That keeps it out of the subzone, which is super important in DNB. If the texture gets harsh, make a gentle dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if you need a little more air, you can add a soft high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. Just be careful not to brighten it too much if the mix is already busy. Echo can add space and motion, but keep it controlled. A feedback range around 10 to 25% is usually enough. Filter out some low end and tame the extreme highs so the repeats don't clutter the mix. Sync the delay time to something musical like quarter notes, eighth notes, or dotted values, depending on how active you want the tail to feel. For hybrid reverb, thick glue first, epic second. You don't want a giant wash swallowing the arrangement. A shorter room or plate style space can sound great here. Keep the decay somewhere in the 1.5 to 4 second range, and if possible, use it more as a send than as a huge insert effect. That brings us to a really smart move. Set up a dedicated atmosphere return track. Put your wet effects there, like hybrid reverb, echo, maybe a little frequency shifter or chorus ensemble, and EQ to keep the low end clean. Then control the space with send automation from the sampler track. This is where the breakdown starts to feel arranged instead of accidental. For example, you could keep the send lower in bars 1 to 4, then raise it more in bars 5 to 8, pull it back a little in bars 9 to 12 for tension, and then either reopen it or cut it sharply in bars 13 to 16 depending on how you want to hit the drop. That shape gives the breakdown an arc. Now let's add movement with auto filter. Automate the cutoff, so it slowly opens from around 300 Hz up towards 6 to 10 kHz over time. Use moderate resonance, maybe around 0.20 to 0.45, so the movement has focus. You can use the LFO if it fits, but don't let it distract from the groove. The goal is motion, not wobble for its own sake. A classic jungle-style move is to open the filter slowly over 8 bars, then close it more quickly in the final 2 bars before the drop. That creates a real sense of anticipation. You can also automate a few other things to make the section breathe. Try a little more saturator drive in the middle of the breakdown. Pull the simpler filter down for a murkier phrase. Raise the reverb send in the gaps, then lower it when the drums come back, and use utility to control width, maybe wider in the breakdown and slightly narrower before the drop, so the drop feels bigger by comparison. That width move is really important. If the breakdown stays too wide and too wet, the drop won't feel like it expands. You want contrast. In drum and bass, contrast is half the impact. Now let's talk about making the texture feel crunchy, old, and alive. This is where you give it personality. You can gently add drum bus for underground grit. Keep the drive low to moderate, use crunch sparingly, and don't overdo boom here, because we don't want low-end buildup in an atmosphere lane. If the texture needs more obvious old-school character, vinyl distortion can work too. But again, subtle is usually better. We are aiming for worn and musical, not broken and painful. Another great trick is to vary the MIDI notes a little. Give one hit lower velocity, delay another slightly off the grid, and make the last hit of a bar a tiny stutter. That kind of editing makes the sampler part feel chopped and human, which suits jungle really well. At this point, think about the breakdown as a tension curve, not just a loop. For bars 1 to 4, establish the atmosphere. Keep it filtered, wide, and a bit distant. In bars 5 to 8, open the space a little more, maybe bring an extra reverb or a reversed hit. In bars 9 to 12, start tightening things up. Narrow the width, reduce the reverb, and darken the texture slightly. Then in bars 13 to 16, build toward the transition with a snare fill, a riser, a reverse crash, or a quick stop before the drop. You can even sneak in a little bass tease here if the arrangement needs it. Maybe a filtered Reese note or a high-passed sub hint, but keep it restrained. The idea is to remind the listener where the energy is going, not to steal the drop's job. And that leads into the transition back to the drop. A lot of intermediate producers lose impact here because they fade the atmosphere out too gently. Instead, use automation to create a snap. Pull the reverb send down over the final one or two bars. Close the filter quickly in the last bar. Reduce stereo width so the drop can feel wider by comparison. Then hit the transition with a short reverse crash or impact into the first kick and snare. If you have a bass tease in the breakdown, let it grow a little in the final four bars, then disappear just before the drop lands. That empty space is powerful. In DNB, sometimes the hardest move is restraint. If you hold back the low end longer than feels comfortable, the drop will smack even harder when it finally arrives. A few important coach notes before we wrap this up. Think in density lanes. If your drums and bass are gone, the atmosphere can take up more space. But if there's still a tease of drums, bass, or vocal material, the texture needs to back off a little so it doesn't crowd the mix. Also, automate with intention. Don't move everything at once. Pick one main story control per 8 bars, like filter cutoff or reverb send. Then add one supporting detail like width or distortion. Too many sweeps can make the section feel nervous instead of deep. And always check the breakdown at low volume. Crunchy atmospheres can feel exciting when loud, but if they disappear when the volume is low, the balance probably isn't strong enough yet. If you want to push this further, try splitting the texture into two layers. One can stay airy and wide, while the other stays short, filtered, and centered. That gives you depth, without needing more source material. You can also experiment with mirrored automation. Open the filter for 4 bars, hold it for 4, then close it over the next 4. That creates a more deliberate arc than just one continuous rise. And if you really want that finished old-school vibe, resample the whole atmosphere chain once you like it. Freeze or resample it to audio, then process that rendered version again lightly. That layered imperfection can sound amazing in darker DNB. So the main takeaway is this. Atmosphere is not decoration. In drum and bass, it is part of the arrangement energy. A crunchy, sampler texture in Ableton Live 12 can turn a plain breakdown into a proper jungle tension section if you control the low end, automate filter and reverb, shape the section in phases, and make the return to the drop feel bigger than the breakdown itself. Make the atmosphere evolve like part of the groove, not like a pad sitting on top of it. Now your challenge is simple. Build a 16-bar breakdown from one noise source, load it into simpler, add EQ and saturator, automate the filter and reverb, and then shape the final bars so the drop comes back with real force. Keep it gritty, keep it musical, and most importantly, make it move.